Good afternoon, everyone. This is PCS for New Gamer Nation. I'm here with Agatha from The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings Enhanced Edition. We're going to ask her a couple questions this afternoon and see what she has to say about the game. Agatha.
Okay.
What can you say? What is different from the enhanced version from the first version?
Okay. First of all, hi, everybody. Well, basically, we've added lots of cool stuff and lots of new additions for the enhanced edition. First of all, the most important thing is the gameplay. So to the very massive game we've had already, being like 40, 50 hours of gameplay, depending on how you play, we've added 4 additional hours of gameplay. We've added new quests, new location, and new locations, new characters. We've also added lots of fixes, actually around over 100 of them to the original release. What we also did, we've added new cinematics and a very epic, let me use this word, intro for the game, which was made by BAFTA winner and Oscar nominee Tomek Bagiński. We're really happy to work with him again because we've been working with him in the past. He did the intro and outro for the first Witcher as well. Also, what we did with this version of the game, we've added all those little fixes and additions and all the content that we've been releasing so far. So all the DLCs, being 9 of them, we've added those to the game at this point as well.
When you say you've had over 100 fixes, how did you hear about the issues with the game? And how did you get into the pipeline of your community?
Well, actually, our community has been very, very supportive to us since the very beginning. So the time the first game was released, being back in 2007, they've been constantly in touch with us, sharing their thoughts, their feedback, good things and bad things through our forums, through our website, and also approaching us via email. So, believe it or not, but we go through all of that stuff. We actually read it and we actually hear what our community is about to say. And it really happens that they have pretty good comments. Sometimes, you know, it works that when you work in a game for a long time and you develop it, you kind of miss the very small things because things are obvious to you. You're so used to the game that you don't see a particular things that the community actually noticed. So they've asked for lots of stuff. For example, they've asked for the third act of the game to be a bit longer, for the outro of the game to be changed because they weren't entirely happy about it. And that's exactly what we did. We've added the new content and new gameplay to the third act. We've changed the ending of the game, which I'm not going to spoil, obviously. But yeah, we do listen to our community. And as long as we think that they have good comments to share, we just do what they asked for.
What were some of the comments that you guys decided was not in the best interest for the gamer and for gamers?
Actually, with the second game that was released back in May 2011, there were some comments and complaints about the fact that you cannot meditate or drink potions during the fight. So that was something hard to understand for people who are not very familiar with the franchise and with the brand. Though it's very easy to understand for those who actually know that the game itself is based on a very famous fantasy saga by a Polish fantasy author, Andrzej Sapkowski. And in his books, it stated clearly that witchers prepare for the fight beforehand, so they can meditate and they can drink potions beforehand. We have a huge witcher community and a huge fan base in Poland, people that are very dedicated to the story and to the books. So if we changed that one little thing, if we did that differently, there would be even more complaints from people saying that, hey, come on, that's not how it works in the books. So you kind of have to have this background to understand the mechanics in the game better. That's one of the things we didn't want to change with this version as well.
If I'm new to the series, do I have to purchase Witchers 1 to understand Witchers 2?
Absolutely not. What we did with the enhanced edition of the game, we've added lots of new cinematics, so the intro is one thing, but also a short movies explaining first who the Witchers are, if you're not familiar with those characters and with the brand, and second, explaining in what happened in the first part of the game. So actually, if you don't want to play the first part, which I highly recommend because it's great, but if you don't want to, if you cannot for some reason, there's a movie within the game that explains what happened back then, and that will allow you to kind of easily go with the second part as well.
And our last question for you today, Agatha, is The floor is open. What would you say to gamers who are thinking about buying this game?
Could you rephrase the question about...
What would you say to somebody who's reading the game on the shelf? How are you going to pitch it to them so they buy it?
Okay, so if you're tired and bored with a very easy Xbox game that doesn't really treat you well and are all about smashing one button, then you definitely should get The Witcher 2 because it's a story-driven major RPG with a very vast world and beautiful, beautiful graphics. It's one of the best-looking RPGs out there. So if you want a game that will allow you to actually do a choices that matters and that will allow you to experience a very complex, very deep world, if you're really into storytelling and RPGs, that's a game for you.
Agatha, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.